الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Somebody drew a very nice comparison between Fajr, our Faraz Namaz, and Tahajjud Namaz. First, of course, Faraz is Faraz. The whole life's nafal cannot equal Faraz Namaz. The reward of two rakats of Faraz Namaz, whole life's nafal, all together, Tahajjud, Ishraq, Chasht, all cannot equal the Faraz. Faraz is Faraz, and that is the greatest. And the greatest a person gains proximity to Allah, closeness to Allah Ta'ala, is through Faraiz. And after that, through the Nawafil. But Allah Ta'ala has made the Nawafil also so desirous for us. Allah has presented our deen such a way that a person be very, very desirous for the Nawafil also. And therefore, Nawafil are not that ibadah to that it's nafil, so we give it up. Nawafil is that desirous ibadah to come closer to Allah Ta'ala. So we see for Tahajjud also how Allah Ta'ala has made it. Fajr Adhan is given by a human being, is on behalf of Allah Ta'ala, is calling towards Allah, calling towards Salah, calling towards success, etc. And many people hear the Fajr Azan also. There are those who are sleeping very deep, fast asleep, they don't hear, but many people do hear the Fajr Azan. Then, so to say, Allah Himself is giving Azan for Tahajjud Namaz. In the sense that Allah Ta'ala says, is there anyone seeking any help from me? Is there anyone who is ill and who wants shifa? And Fajr Azan only goes at one time. It's not repeated unless it was necessary, there was a mistake or something. But this call of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's Azan, is all the time. The whole time of Tahajjud particularly, Allah is calling out, is there anyone? So what a great call from Allah Ta'ala for His close and special servants. And the Fajr Azan, there are many people who hear it, others who are asleep perhaps don't hear it, but there are many who hear it. But this call of Allah Ta'ala is not given over the mic, is not given aloud like that. It is given and it goes in the heart of a person. How fortunate are those people who hear this Adhan of Allah and they respond to it. And there are very few of them compared to those who make their Fajr, and those who make Fajr are plenty, but they are also few compared to those who are not making Namaz. Those who are Namazis, but they don't make their Fajr Namaz. Those who are not Namazis, Muslims, they don't make any Namaz or very few Namazes, now and then they make. But the Tahajjud, that are even more few. So very fortunate are those people who hear that call in their heart and they respond to it also. Just like those who hear the Fajr Adhan and they respond to it. They go, and for the men, they go to the masjid and perform it properly with their sunnat-e-mu'akkada before the Fajr and make the Fajr properly. And those who hear the Adhan of Tahajjud and they respond to it, how fortunate are they not? Those who come for Fajr Salat, if there could be easily little bit of show, name, fame, that people would say it's regular for Namaz. But Tahajjud at home you make, nobody knows you are making it. There is more ikhlas in your Tahajjud Namaz also. That nobody knows you are making Tahajjud Namaz. And you are making it in the privacy of your home. And you are turning to Allah Ta'ala. Fajr Namaz, and your person makes his Fajr. Allah accept from all of us, all our ibadat. But usually it's just you perform the Namaz. And in Tahajjud, your heart is more present, those who get up. There are many in the tahajjud who are crying to Allah Ta'ala. There are few who make tahajjud, and in those few, there are few who cry to Allah Ta'ala. Though their numbers are plenty, but compared to the others, they are very small in number. How fortunate are not those people who turn to Allah, make dua to Allah. Fajr normally we do make, but there isn't really that time taken for dua, that attention given to dua. Whereas tahajjud time, particular attention is given to dua. And a person takes out the time and makes dua. And dua is mukhul ibadah, the very marrow of the ibadah. Ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. Dua is ibadah. That is the actual ibadah. And a person gets that opportunity. It is possible that when a person goes for fajr, that he was going to meet somebody, made an arrangement that we'll meet fajr time. You have to give something, you have to collect something, you have fajr time. There is no question of that in tahajjud. Tahajjud, you are all or by your own. You are only meeting with Allah Ta'ala. And your direct discussion with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And then tahajjud namaz has got all the other great, great benefits of it. So may Allah give us tawfiq, make us amongst the few. Everyone likes to be amongst the majority, but the real value of the is of the people who are few. There are many people in connected with every masjid who make their fajr, the women who make it at home. But compared to them, there are very few who make tahajjud. And compared to those who are making the tahajjud, there are very few who are really turning to Allah. And at that time of the night, we know normal office hours are 9 to 4, 9 to 5. Allah's office hours are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No public holiday by Allah Ta'ala, no holidays, 3 weeks holiday or anything. And even for any maintenance work, renovation work in the office, Allah's office doesn't close at all times. Or for stock taking, the business will be closed for 1 day, 2 days. That there won't be any business, we are doing stock taking. Allah, nothing, it's all the time. And when a person turns, you go to an office, they're closing at 4. You went there at 3:30, they say, now we are already closing. We can only attend to you and see to your work tomorrow. Allah, at any time. And the best office hours of Allah are the tahajjud time. The 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, that is the best time. And no matter how many people come, there is enough place by Allah Ta'ala. The queue is not too long that you have to stand outside in the sun or anything. Whenever, and no matter how many people make connection with Allah Ta'ala, you will never find, so to say, the phone of Allah is engaged. That there is no reply. That the person is busy, try later again. You will never get that. And you just turn to Allah, and Allah will give everyone his full attention. Many places where they have interviews or some work being done, they have a notice board there that the other people who are waiting, and that you will get the same attention. As this person is getting, they are seeing to all his work and asking him questions, seeing to everything. When you come, so don't be impatient at why are they taking so long with that person. You will get the same attention. May Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, you don't have to wait your turn. Whenever, whoever goes, at any time, your turn is immediately. Allah Ta'ala sees to everyone immediately. You don't have to wait for any while. And when you, so to say, speak to Allah Ta'ala, Allah hasn't got a secretary who will be replying, who will tell you that the boss is gone out, that the boss is busy, for example. Never ever. Whenever you phone, directly to Allah Ta'ala. And you won't get a pre-recorded message there, that for English press 1, for Afrikaans press 2, there, whatever your language is, Allah Ta'ala will listen to you. And even if you are dumb, or even if you stutter and you can't speak at all, you are not clear, But Allah Ta'ala will hear you very clearly. And even if you are deaf, when Allah will speak to you, you will hear Allah not with your ears, but directly in your heart. So this is all those special moments of tahajjud. And we have got our short lives to try and take the full benefit of it. And an easy way is, if we are not yet still there, to get up at 2 or 3 o'clock, make our tahajjud after Isha. After finishing our Isha namaz, and the basics of Isha is the 4 faradh of Isha, we should make our full Isha. But 4 faradh of Isha and 2 sunnat muakkada, then Isha namaz is finished. Then whatever nafal we make will be counted in tahajjud, it will be counted in qiyam-e-layl. And if we're still not getting up in the morning, tahajjud time, then at least make some dua here. It is tahajjud time. And one of the clear proofs of it, that witr namaz is the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should always make it tahajjud time. And till now also the masala is anyone who is sure he'll get up for tahajjud, he should make his witr namaz at tahajjud time. So, but in Ramadan, everyone, Mufti Azam or Shaykh al-Hadith, make all witr namaz with jamaat after the Taraweeh. If this was not yet the time for it, the witr time is at the end of tahajjud, after finishing tahajjud. So if it was not yet time, then in Ramadan, we shouldn't have been allowed to make our witr, but we make it with the jamaat, and everyone makes it. So we shouldn't deprive ourselves of this great virtues of tahajjud. After Isha, we all got wudu also. Don't think that I'll go and make it at home. Make at least 2 rakats here in the masjid. If you go home, you got wudu still, you still want to make, by all means make as many as you can, more rakats. But at least that you make your 2 rakats minimum, make it after Isha, so that we can be counted amongst the tahajjud guzar. Allah give us the reward, inshallah. The ayat kareema, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, say, the truth has come and batil, falsehood, has vanished. Innal batila kana zahuqa. The very nature of batil, falsehood is, it just vanishes. It's got no reality. It's got no feet to stand on. It's got no foundation. So it just vanishes. But only it comes and it makes a show of itself when the truth is not there. And the truth comes when the people of the truth bring the truth. This ayat was revealed when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came to Makkah Sharif and conquered Makkah Sharif. And when there were 360 idols at the Kaaba. And they had the different idols for the different days, for the 360 days that they used to worship all the different idols. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came with his walking stick, according to some narrations, he touched the idols. And according to some narration, he just pointed to the idols. And he read this ayat, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Now the truth has come. And the idols just turned around and fell on their head. It was finished now. It's the end of the... The truth has come. So the requirement is just for the truth to come. And the truth, the Muslims have got it. The mu'mineen have got the truth. But we are keeping it to ourselves. Just bring it out. And all this falsehood, whatever is carrying on in this world, idol worship, or worship of the nafs, and all this evil, it is just because the people of truth have not still stood up. Stand up with the truth and see that batil will just vanish. It will just go away. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this very beautiful example. He says, you've got a house, but you are not using it. It's not in need at the moment. You're not renting it out. It's locked. And dust has accumulated. Over time, things are breaking also. And over time, now even more dirt, filth, and then perhaps some insects, even perhaps some reptiles, snakes also coming there. Years is just lying like that. But now your son has come of age, you are thinking, I'll put my son in this house of mine. Now you go and open the door. And there, spiders also have made the spider web, and many of them also. And they are like going from one web to the other, like one continent to the other continent. They are flying around. And the whole place is filled with spider webs also. And it's like full. There is no place for anyone else. And there is no place for anything else. It's full. But now when the owner comes with his cleaners and with the brooms and mops and everything, then in a little while, all those spider webs are just broken immediately. They got no strength whatsoever. Inna ankaral buyut labaytul ankabut. The weakest of houses is the spider. All this batil, 100%, is weak. Inna kayda shaytani kana za'ifa. They are all weak, but it's only because the people of Haqq are not coming onto the scene. They are not coming on the stage. So the batil has overpowered and taken, and it's showing that it's very powerful, but it's extremely weak. So once the people of truth come, and they bring the truth, they live by the truth, truth is in them, and they proclaim the truth, then all this batil just vanishes and just goes away. Similarly, if you're going to a place which is dark, for even the masjid, Fajr time, when the muazzin comes, there isn't anybody else, it's dark. That darkness, you don't have to fight the darkness. You don't have to give it a long lecture. All you have to do is press one button and let the light come. And then where the darkness is gone, vanishes. Nobody knows where it's gone also. And nobody even thinks about it again. Nobody talks about it again. It's gone. It's just a matter of light coming, Noor coming, Deen coming, and all this batil in the world will go away. If we are making some effort, we are fighting the batil, which is also part of our effort. But the actual thing is, just bring the truth and the batil. Allah says the nature of batil is, innal batila. Its nature is, it just vanishes. It can't stand the heat of truth. It can't stand the light of truth. It just can't stand it. But the problem is that we are people of Haqq. We haven't brought the truth up. Allah reward Jamaat, mashallah. At airports you can see that how the Jamaat, when there is a Jamaat. Or we see also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was very particular about this. He mentioned it particularly once in Bangladesh when Hazrat used to go, lot of his satis, his friends used to be with. So about 20, 25, 30 cars, all like a whole entourage. And then all with their kurtas and beards. So Allah Hazrat should say that we are making the Haqq apparent. That the people think that the people of Sunnah dressing and the people of beards, they don't exist anymore. Now they can see they are occupying all the place. So the people of Haqq must be apparent. They must come out. They must practice the truth. And then the batil just vanishes. The batil cannot stand the heat of truth. And like the batil cannot stand the light of truth also. So it is our duty that we stand up for the truth. Whether it is even ourselves, our nafs and shaitan, everyone's nafs and shaitan also act very strong. Whether it is a matter of lust, matter of drugs, that a person feels that I just can't resist the temptation. The temptation is so strong, that alcohol, that drugs that are there, or that woman that I'm seeing, or my phone, whatever. It is just because the Haqq which Allah has given us, we are not using it. Just use that Haqq and you'll see your batil will just vanish. And it is so easy, it doesn't cost you anything. Otherwise you go for counseling, for 1 hour you pay 3, 4, 5 thousand rand. And really they give you not nothing, they give you the negative, the wrong things in all that. And yeah, you have, every person, you have got that power. So just use that Haqq which is within you. Allah has put it within every person. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. It is there, 100%. It's just a matter of using it. In our homes, if a batil has overtaken, at one time, in our country, one town, one person was righteous, pious, but his wife, his daughters, few daughters they had, they were right off track. and doing all the wrong things. Against his total wishes, they bought a TV and brought it. And now the TV is on all the time. And he's a man of namaz and of the tilawat and zikr. And now the TV, he couldn't take it. He became very angry. He smashed the TV. Then they told him, while he was living, they demanded the inheritance from him. And they ordered him, you get out of the house. It's his house. But this is how batil, when the haq is not there, batil takes out. So, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in the country at that time. They told him, go and speak to Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Ji said, you made the biggest bay usul, our usul of Jamaat work is not to break the TVs and that. Just bring the haq, bring ta'alim in the house. And then he listened to Hazrat Ji, there's a more detail to it. And he started with ta'alim. Within about 2 weeks, they themselves threw out the TV. And then they came into deen. So we just have to establish the truth, make the truth, practice it also, not only for ourselves. In our home, we are responsible. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. We are responsible for the whole household. It's not sufficient that we are making tahajjud and we are keeping rozas, nafal and all that, and we're not worried of the house environment. And to bring the truth, there is a way to bring it. And in our times, the easiest way is just start with ta'aleem in the house. Make your zikr in the house. Bring ta'aleem in the house. And the whole environment will change. Whenever the wrong things are happening in the house, then shaitan comes there. And shaitan occupies that house. And he influences his sohbat, his company. Everyone in the house is influenced by him. And if we bring ta'aleem, farishtas come in that house. Now everyone is influenced by the farishta, and that is noor, light, and everyone gets the right effect, and then things start going right. So whether it is ourselves, our personal self, whether it is the family, whether it is our community, one great amal of the jamaat is the gush, and the gush is going to give da'wat. But even if they give and they meet, if they didn't meet anyone, they just went, every house there was nobody. It happens many times. You visit 8-10 houses and you didn't meet anyone. But just that walking and that zikr they are making, they are bringing the truth. And the world can see that when, for example, Darul Uloom Deoband was established, what a change came. Before that, there was a lot of jahalat. And then when Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali started tabligh work in the whole world, in Europe, America, where it was inconceivable that people in America, it was till about the 60s or perhaps even the 70s, Jummah namaz they should make on a Sunday. And they say, we can't manage it. How can we make Jummah on a Friday? We are so occupied, we are working, and we will never get off. They should make Jummah on a Sunday. That is the few who used to make. But when the effort took place, today everywhere in the whole world, Jummah on a Friday, it is there. So we just have to establish the truth everywhere. Give our adhan and our Islamic dressing. But if we ourselves, even once in one day in the year, we wear jeans and T-shirts, etc., skippers, etc., whether we go for a holiday, all that noor that we had acquired, we destroy it all. So we have to be, and we have to be firm. The little bit, when we lower our guard a little bit, lot of harm is done. And we think once in a year, holiday time, now we can take it easy. First of all, our namazes were jamaat, namazes were in the masjid we have sacrificed. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum we see, and even adherence to deen till today, those people who are devoted, they won't miss the namaz with jamaat. How many of our great buzurgs of our recent times, for the eye operation, that I won't get my namaz, in the masjid I'm not allowed to go, I'd rather forgo my eyesight. But I can't forgo one namaz. One rakat of namaz, I can't forgo that. So when that is the case, and we voluntarily go to all and without necessity, if we are traveling for necessity and we have to stay over at a hotel or someplace, it's a different thing. But of our choice, eh? And we forgo the masjid namaz, we forgo the jamaat namaz, and then our dressing change, we become casual, our ma'amulat, our tilawat, everything changes, then how can we expect the truth to come up? We can then give bayans and bayans about the truth, but when this is our condition, it doesn't happen. When people really sacrifice for the truth, then Allah Ta'ala, He is the one, He'll do it, and the truth will come into existence. Ja'a al-haq, that is what is necessary. The truth has to come. And when the truth will come, Allah Ta'ala, the batil, its very nature is it goes away. Shaitan on his own is very strong. But when Allah comes on, immediately you take the help of Allah, then he is very, very weak. Then he can't do a thing. And all his batil also, it just falls apart. All his planning, and for how long his planning, everything just falls away. As soon as the truth comes, and Allah has given us the truth, there is no greater truth than the Quran Sharif. But when we people who have got the Quran Sharif, any small problem, then we are going to Amil, and all their ta'weezat, and all their amaliyat, and the first thing they say, somebody has done something to you. And they put all the doubts in you about everything. And the truth and the powerful Quran Sharif which we have got, we forget about that. Presently now, we discovered, just because some scientists and some politicians and somebody said something, what the Quran teachings, we became weak. So we had to stand up for the truth. And Allah's system is that when we stand up for the truth, Allah makes it easy. And when we fall back, Allah makes things go against us more and more. And then to so much so that a person goes out of deen also. If a person, he doesn't maintain the truth, and gradually goes away, whether it is in a week's time, a month, a year's time, 10 years' time, or maybe you got saved, but then it comes into the progeny. And how we see that the children today of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what the condition has become. Just the lineage is not sufficient. To be just a Sayyid or to be in the family of some great Buzurg and Alim, or that does not help. Even the Buzurg and Alim himself also, he can be how great. But if we also start faltering and giving up, and we just lower our guard for batil, whether it is for one day. My daughter is getting married, and on that day now, I just say, okay, well, people can do what you want to today. Today you can do as you wish to. And how many cases like that, good people, especially on the occasion of a wedding, holiday time come, okay, go for holiday. And we lower our guard, that is where all the rot sets in. And we also feel that why must we be so strict? Allow little bit. And the minute we start mixing is one of the worst things, which is called adultery. Mixing is called adultery. And the bimari, the disease of AIDS, is where the sperm of the man mixes with the sperm of other men. And that is where AIDS starts also. So all this truth and batil, we don't stand up for the truth, and we mix the truth and batil. When we are with good people, we speak so pious things and so good things as though there is nobody more pious than us. And then on the other hand again we go and we are doing the other things. So in that way the truth does not get established. And then batil overtakes. Then we can cry and decry and say these people are so bad, what wrong they are doing, how evil they are. All this lesbianism and homosexuality, the cause is basically we ourselves. That we did not stand up for the truth. We keep quiet about the truth. We shy away. And so much so, that till now, there are those parents who will phone, for example, and they say, tell my daughter this, tell my son that, but don't say I told it. We are frightened for our own children today. For standing up for the truth, people put their heads on the gallows, but they didn't allow one bit of the truth to be mixed in any way, no, to be hidden in any way. One side of the truth also could not be hidden. And the truth is, it starts first with the negation. La a'budu ma ta'budun. La ilaha. First comes all that we negate, all those, and on the top of our voice. Adhan is given so loudly, so our call is also not just that we say we are Muslims and that we believe in Allah, etc., but first negate the wrong. First, if you want to first take out the idols from our heart, and then you can put Allah into that heart. We expect Allah to come into the heart which has got idols in it. Idol of our nafs. Ra'ita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawahu. That our idol of our nafs is in the our idol of the nafs is sitting right in the heart, and we expect Allah to come in. So to bring the truth, and one greatest method and the most effective is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. If we do our zikr regularly and with little bit of concentration, and zikr like namaz also, and the whole of deen, no matter how weak we are, it also has got its effect. But when we, what is required is to do it properly. If we have to have our biryani, and we say just, you need for example a tablespoon of salt for how much you are cooking, and you just put a little bit, just a pinch of salt. So you say a little salt will also, I did put salt, and it will, you won't even taste the salt. And you won't want to eat that biryani, though you spent so much time, money, and you prepared it and everything. But just because you didn't put the required amount of salt, now you yourself, you don't want to eat it. It has got no taste for you. So our deen also, we have to make effort that all the salt is also put in. Now all the ingredients are there, all the adab and etiquette also. And then see we ourselves, how we will enjoy deen. Today we don't enjoy our namaz. Tilawat, if we're doing it as a duty, but to do it with pleasure, enjoyment, that I'm living for this. I'm going to sleep tonight, not for sleeping, but to get fresh for my tahajjud, to get fresh for my fajr. I live for my deen. We make that our, it will become our object. Today we are living for our filthy things, where we are gone offline. Soccer and kuffar, they be our idols. Their sports, we die for their sports. And their sports mean everything to us. Where are we gone? So much offline. So Allah guide us. So the thing is simple. Qul jal haq. And all these idols will just fall upside down. Whatever they can be, all these promoters of lesbianism and homosexuality through governments they are working, passing laws in the governments, new world order, all this batil will just, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Batil will just vanish. But the thing, the solution is in my hand and your hand. We have to stand up for the truth. And we have to see that in my life I'm bringing the truth. In my family I'm bringing the truth. In my community I'm bringing the truth. Let the batil be. It will just vanish on its own. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.